You see, race has no impact on your behavior, but homosexuality is a behavior. So if he's going to say it's a civil right to get married because of a particular behavior, then by that same logic, anybody with any behavior could claim that they have a right to marry, say, if a person wants to marry five people, then that's the behavior they want to engage in, so that would be a civil right then. This is very sloppy thinking. To say that because somebody has a desire to marry somebody, that if you deny them that right to marry that person, you're denying them some sort of civil right. I mean, everyone puts limits on marriage. If marriage had no definition, it wouldn't be anything. I think even most same-sex marriage proponents want to define marriage in such a way so groups can't marry and relatives can't marry. Are those homosexual activists bigots when they advocate that marriage not include groups, relatives, or other parties? I mean, I don't think so. They're not violating anyone's rights. And so a conservative who wants to advocate that marriage not include same-sex relationships are not violating anyone's rights either, because defining marriage in accordance with the facts of nature, it's not bigotry, it's just biology.